The sight of these children fills me with a deep sadness, and I hesitate. Not for long. Just a second, perhaps. But long enough to allow the boy to bite down on the leg of a man on the ground. The man was either pushed or fell during the surge to get away. It matters not. He is now as good as dead, because I hesitated. I kill the girl while Joe ends the boy. Afterwards, I close their eyes as well. They look peaceful, serene, and oh, so very young. Sleep well, little ones. I look back to where I killed the first Zeb. A woman cradles the teenage boy in her arms. As I walk over to her, she rocks his lifeless body back and forth with frantic movements, as though the motion will wake him from a deep sleep.
My baby! My bull baby!
I'm so sorry.
You did this! It's your fault!
I had to. He would have turned. I'm sorry, but I had to.
Why was he bitten? Why was there a Zeb in here?
Her questions are rhetorical. She knows why. I know why. But the hatred in her eyes makes me take a step back, as though she had slapped me. She turns her attention back to her son. Feeling useless, I walk back to Joe, who stands over the bodies of the two child Zebs. How many people were bitten?
9. 5 men, 3 women, and 1 child. Every one of them a nozo.
We'll need to round them up.
Yep.
However, as I look around, those who have bites have already been given a wide berth. They gather together, knowing that the Grim Reaper stands over them, his scythe ready to fall. Doomed for the sake of a tiny bite.
All those bitten or hurt, please come with me so we can dress the wounds.
The wounded follow Lex to the treatment center. Using our precious medical supplies on them is a waste. A bandage and a dab of antiseptic is not going to help them. I turn to address the crowd, to apologize, to offer my condolences. Then I look at the faces of the scared men, women, and children. I see the raw emotion at losing one of their own, the pain and sorrow, the complete and utter hatred they feel for me and my people. So I say nothing. But I stand guard over the children, ready to challenge anyone who tries to take out their anger on their small, broken bodies. They were only children. They are not to blame for what happened here today.
You know what this means, don't you?
It doesn't take a genius to work it out. Our time in the compound is up.